Blog Talk Radio.
Niggas will try you cause you sit behind computers. Well, let them try me, they gon' be living by computers. Life expensive, dollars when I'm sexing. The way I pack the lettuce is solid when I'm dressing. Took a frozen track and now it's sizzling. I be selling pussy, they call me the middleman. You ain't talking cash, you ain't relevant. Used to be cold, got money, then the hell I went. I drowned a pussy, giving CPR. Entourage for the entourage, on the road to riches. Ain't got a license, I stand out. You camouflage, I'm self-paid, self-made. You bitch me, your bitch pay. Yo, cut that, switchblade. Got them goofy bitches on the testicles. Sad when you let the engineer get the best of you. Damn, this nigga going in through the vest of you. We're still on the clock, how we live so flexible. That's the type of time I'm on. That's the type of time I'm on. I could get the pussy with no cash near. Swear I'm about to triple what I made last year. That's the type of time I'm on. That's the type of time I'm on. Yeah. 4 days and I'm still woke. You biting backs for a living, but you still broke. 24-hour shifts, yeah, I gotta get it. Me and Rika turn your Benz into a conscious Civic. Niggas say they real with no detail. Really think they gangster cause they get Gmail. Hood nigga, I'll get sloppy, toppy, and poppy. And I'm doing way better since that label dropped me. Always had a big head, but I was never cocky. I just tell it like it is, real shit, no ox. I ain't really the blogging type, you hear me? I'm more like the Ogden type. I ain't got time, shorty, eat the wood. Tick, tock, and you better do it good. This the type of time I'm on. You keep on waiting for the lottery. I'm about to take the king's spot. Charge me for the robbery. Like my woman Coco, classy like a snow boat. Niggas wanna share them with me, but they want them dough low. Yeah. That's the type of time I'm on. That's the type of time I'm on. I can get the pussy with no cash near. Swear I'm about to triple what I made last year. That's the type of time I'm on. That's the type of time I'm on. 4 days and I'm still woke. You biting backs for a living, but you still broke.
Straight, but we ride around and we getting it.
Yeah, maybe that's why they hate us. My phone popping, we doing numbers. Block hot, but we still pumping. Niggas came and squashed that beef, but a week later we still dumping. We hungry for them Ben Franks, so we paper chasing each and every day. They pump faking, I'm show stopping. I'm putting on they top blocking. I'm doing me, they girl is too. That's why you mad, but that's all on you. Gotta hit the streets and try to get something. That's why she mad, all because you ain't
hungry for hunt.
That guap,
hungry for hunt.
That guala,
hungry for hunt.
That paper,
hungry for hunt.
That cheese,
hungry for hunt.
That bread,
hungry for hunt.
You sack,
hungry for hunt.
That change,
hungry for hunt.
Them peso,
hungry for hunt.
Gotta get that guap,
hungry for hunt.
Bitches, that guala,
hungry for
hunt. All about that paper,
paper.
I need that cheese, count up that bread. Gotta get them sacks.
Police
all on me, cause they heard I'm moving them OZs. See the streets talk when you getting dope. $10 a week, all off the blow. And it's coming in like clockwork. Me and Econ made the block twerk, and that's a known fact. You can bet that. Hey, Phoenix, South Philly, they no mag. I'm serious, no lie, bro. We was throwing numbers like the lotto. Selling pronto, then re-up. Never been robbed, I'm D-up. My 40 bang up my K-Do, too. Got people to vouch, can say the same about you. Living life in the fast lane to get that chain. Still repping the hood, and ain't a damn thing changed up.
Hungry for hunt.
That guap,
hungry for hunt.
That guala,
hungry for hunt.
That paper,
hungry for hunt.
That cheese,
hungry for hunt.
That bread,
hungry for hunt.
New sack,
hungry for hunt.
That change,
hungry for hunt.
New peso,
hungry for hunt.
Gotta get that guap,
bitches,
that guala, all about that paper,
paper.
I need that cheese, count up that bread.
Gotta
get new sack, running up that change,
catching
in them peso.
I definitely got some new music. Don't let it fool y'all, because we definitely can't ignore the bangers I love so much. Shout out to Big Face Dunny and Big Brass, two best bigs in the world. No. The two best bigs in the world is definitely Truth Teller Butt Cheeks. Like, no, hey, baby, welcome in to the video show. I'm your host, Honest Fire. I got my girl, Truth Teller. Welcome back. You know, definitely was just sitting here falling back to the good music. Shout out to Hungry for Hunnids and motherfucking Time Up One. The remix coming soon featuring your girl. Definitely represent L&I, everything. Shut down everything, shut down the club. Coming soon is about to be crazy. We missed y'all. And we missed you too, Truth Teller. And even though I see you sometimes, especially when we come in from places like the Sugar House and shit and the casino, the studio, whatever. We haven't done the radio show in a while. You know what I mean? I know I've missed it, but to even explain the absence, if anybody wanted to know, it's just that I just didn't feel like being so angry, I guess you could say. But you'll see. You gotta organize shit. You can't always let everybody know how you feel, but we got things much more organized. It's a lot of great events coming up soon. A lot to show off. Definitely still representing Sales Flash Studios to the fullest. If y'all don't know, definitely follow 1122 Spring Garden. Well, Spring Garden is one word, one G. So that's SpringArdend. I mean, Arden. No D at the end. But definitely check us out. Dunny Engineering, we know we got this studio popping 24/7 or FM whenever. Like, whenever you want to come in and record. If you want to record, you know what I mean, 3 days straight, I'm sure Dunny be with it. Like, fuck it. We all working hard. But tonight, I have some new music to show off, along with some of the good music that I've been had. Definitely shout out to my boy Looney Tunes producing some new music for Rihanna. I haven't had a chance to check the track out, but I have it favored. Bitch is singing on his music tracks. I fucks with it. Yes, that ghetto. My baby, been working hard, so definitely salute you, your PJUG work, everything you got going on. I got a few special callers calling in tonight. There's an event Saturday night at Club 1800. Definitely shout out to Lou. Everybody up at Club 1800 J. Shout out to everybody, Blood Money, ENT. I fucks with y'all too. And my big news, I got another radio show. You can't come yet, Truth Teller. Don't be like
you
that.
Suck, you see how she sucked her ass?
Wait a minute. The Truth Teller. When I was like, look, I'm doing another radio show, Truth Teller got extremely jealous and almost fucked me up. I said, listen, Pimp
Daddy. I just want to be there and watch. I didn't say I wanted to join in. I didn't say I wanted to have my mouth talk because y'all know I'm the quiet one.
You didn't
in
say
person,
that.
Y'all barely hit my ass.
You're not quiet. You're never quiet.
In person. Wait till I get some girls with me. Then I'm the loudest motherfucker you know.
All right, so I'm honest, and that's a truth teller. One of us lying. All right, so that's all I'm going to say. But we doing definitely huge shout-out. No, I'm honest. We do a huge shout out to my boy Tommy. Follow him on Twitter, NOQTommy, TOMMY. We're going to be representing Juke Joint Radio on Saturday night. You can listen to it on 88.1 FM. And I think you can listen to it through the TuneIn app. But of course, I will definitely be promoting it all crazy, like, and all day. Like we do, it's a lot of great things going on. So I'm glad we got some time to talk about it. I'm excited. Tonight's topic is cool. You know what I mean? We got some new music on the way. I'm trying to get Denny to give me that track because I already heard it. The shit's done. Shout out to Big Face Denny, Weekend Boy, and 8 Gang Stiz. That joint is called What's Up Now, produced by Madman Nice. Crazy fucking song. Can't get the shit out of my head. Right? Dunny? But can't get the shit out of my head because we all getting money. Definitely want to represent my boys doing that shit all crazy. It's a lot going on. And like I said, tonight's topic, we just going to talk about what I find funny. Like, I know doing something like what I do, like promoting parties, promoting music, promoting the studio, just wanting to talk shit or even vent on different websites or whatever. But some people don't have shit. Like, I mean, I laugh sometimes because I'm like, oh, what's your Facebook? And I don't have Facebook. Sometimes people don't have Facebooks because they be too much hoes. And I mean that, like, literally, I'm not trying to be soft because everybody want to get themselves caught up. Like, I have too many, giving out too many promises to people. Whatever you're doing, getting yourself caught up. I understand those people who don't have Facebook. But nowadays, people don't even have Instagrams. Like, you got an Instagram. Definitely shout out to Instagram for everybody, Truth Teller, because I know I represent myself online. And for all of you guys who, I mean, they don't think, I know certain things are fake on the internet, but everything I say is real. Like, we don't exaggerate, we don't fake shit. Like, it's all real. So I don't think it's nothing wrong with, you know what I mean, networking on the internet. It's like a way to still talk to friends, a way to even see things that you like, you know what I mean, that you're interested in. For me, I know some
just
people are online just to hate and, yeah, or whatever you got to do. I know a lot of people do different stuff, but I want to talk about that. And then I want to definitely hear from some of the people who I guess don't have their Instagrams. I'm going to hit my peoples up to see if he calling because I liked what he said earlier. But let's also get to the switchboard. I know for certain we got to show love to my boy Demel calling in from ATL, showing love on Philly Shy Radio. And I see a few other callers. Just give me a minute. I will definitely come to you as well. But 404, welcome back to Philly Shy Radio. What's good, Demel?
You know, trying to hang with you next Saturday.
Demel!
Yeah, you could definitely come up to more.
Tony called you. My brain cells stopped.
Truth Teller didn't call me. You know what I'm saying? I feel so neglected.
Why did you call me, Demel? You got my number.
Uh-oh. I got the new phone. I know.
All right, don't be arguing. All right, with the arguing. Let's
I'll call you tonight, Demel. I'll call you tonight, Demel.
I was just talking shit. It's cool. Definitely. Welcome back to the show, my boy Demel. I've missed you. Definitely want to show you some love. And I've been on my grind, definitely, focusing on the studio. So that means I got a lot of music. So look forward to listening to that tonight. And what's up with you, Demel? And what are you doing when you come to New York? Now that you know what I have planned for the show, like I said, with the new music, I want to know what you're doing when you come up north.
Well, I have to go to some networking event that's happening at 8 o'clock in Chester, Pennsylvania. Then I hit New York for the Global Spin Awards Showcase that's happening that Sunday. Then I go to the Global Spin Awards award show.
Okay. That's real nice. So if I'm coming with you, I could get dressed up or whatever.
So, you know, it's all good.
Oh, that's good. Well, we got Demel coming up north. I'm going to go. I'm going to definitely go. Chill with us for a minute, Demel, because I want to also talk about some of the things that's been going on, catch up a little bit, go into this new music, check out some of the old music I have. All the music is good, though. Definitely check out the
music. And I've been trying to talk to you off the record, but, you know, seem like I got it.
Shut the fuck up. Damn.
No.
All right, I've been missing an action.
No,
I missed everybody.
I had a problem. I got a problem.
I'm always trying to fuck somebody up. Say, no, we can do that off the record, yeah. I don't do that. That's off the record.
Shout out to
a caller who's been listening for a while. I'm going to check you out on the line. I'm shout out to first three digits, 267972. Welcome to Philly Sean Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello?
267972, you're live on the air. Don't be shy. We don't
Hello,
fight.
You hear me? Yeah, we can hear you. Who's this?
It's Vanna.
Oh, my Vanna babe,
what's up, y'all? I know I ain't called in a while, but I just wanted to check y'all out tonight, see what y'all was getting into.
Oh, what a damn surprise. I was just on your Instagram the other day. Your son is so gorgeous with his little fluffy, curly hair.
Thank you. He's a pain in the butt.
Oh, well, as children are, but you better enjoy it. My son just got taller than me, so, you know, I'm like,
And now I got another one on the way, so it's going to be double trouble over here.
Congratulations!
Thank you.
Well, you know what that means, True Teller. We love pregnant women on Philly Shine Radio. That means keep your butt in the house. Call in the show and chill with us.
I know. It's going to be a boring ass winter for me.
You got to call the show while you're in labor. You got to do a mix.
No, we had fun. See, when True Teller was in labor, she called into the radio show. So
we're
going to have some fun. Don't get bored just because you know, don't get bored. We'll sit up with you. But welcome back. Definitely everybody. Check out the talented and beautiful Miss Vanna B. Follow her on Instagram, Vanna B 215. And that book, Fancy, is definitely still making its rotation through my girlfriends. I need to get it back from my other cousin, though. Matter of fact, my cousin has it. So
what's going on with the book?
Well, you
the book is good. You know, the Kindle version was top 100 bestseller on Amazon for the drama category and the urban life category. So, you know, I'm hype about that. It was in the Source magazine and all that. And I'm almost about done with part two. So I'm dropping that in January.
Yes, yeah. That's interesting. Oh, we need that. So what she's talking about is her book, entitled Fancy. No, it's not about her, but it's about this bitch. You know, we all know a bitch like her. We know everybody knows a Fancy, so definitely relate, and congratulations on the success of the book. And if you guys don't have it, you know, definitely check that joint out. That's what's up. I wish you could have came out this weekend. We had the play Confessions of a Psycho written and directed by J. Raina Smith up at the Red Cedar Studios. That was really, really nice. A really, really nice show. So
I'll let it go.
Great things coming up.
I wish that you didn't even call me for that. You know I love J. Raina.
Yeah, I know you love Raina. Where were you, Truth Teller?
It's a fight offline.
I can see you. Oh, okay,
you
okay.
Didn't even tell me.
What'd you say?
Don't tell me nothing, y'all. We're gonna get her later, y'all.
All right, yeah, get me later, y'all. All right. But man, I might as well ask you the topic question for tonight, just to start it off before I go into this music. But tonight, and I'm not really trying to come at people who don't have you know what I mean? Social networking needs, I guess you could say. Certain people don't even need to be online. But I want to know, like, how many social networking pages do you have? And maybe even just to put a spin on it, what do you think is, like, one of the oddest social pages that you have that, like, maybe nobody's even heard of? So, like, to put us on, and we'll check you out on your other new social page. Can you hear
on
me?
Facebook. Yeah, you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you now.
Hello? Oh,
yeah,
okay. I got Twitter, I got Instagram, and I got a couple different Facebooks. I got my personal and then, you know, my author page and the page for the book. All the other ones that I'm on are ones from, like, back in the day that I really don't even go on anymore. Like, somebody told me my Black Planet page is still up, and I'm like, damn, that's, you know, that's taking it back.
Yo,
well, I haven't been on that joint in years, but it's still there, though.
Somebody said something about Black Planet online on the radio or whatever, somewhere, I don't know. Yeah, I think I went on Black Planet, like, one time before, never again.
Yeah, that was an old school John. I met my husband on there like 11 years ago. So
no, you
already
didn't.
Oh, that's like high school days. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Well, that's good. Congratulations also. The baby on the way, do you know what you're having or how far along are you?
Nah, not yet. It's real early, so I still got a long ways to go. But I'm hoping for a little girl because I can't take no more of this Spider-Man shit clogging up my house, man. Everywhere you go is Spider-Man. I'm like, I'm ready for some pink, some ribbons,
Spider-Man,
and, you know, some girly
Spider-Man.
Stuff.
Well, not to jinx you, but my sister's finally having her first girl, and this is her fourth child. So, you know, she has three beautiful boys.
Oh, my God, she's pregnant? Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's about to drop this baby. She's due my boo, Skyla, my second niece. She's due November 17th. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that. Spread them legs, drop that baby out. So don't think about it. I'm just saying, you know, everybody had their own superstitions or whatever when it comes to.
Yeah, it's
to,
a lot of people trying to jinx me, so we shall see.
Well,
I won't be surprised
it's
if it's another badass boy.
It's going to be a girl, girl. You're going to have your rich man family, girl.
Oh, Lord. So, yeah, leave it to you,
we shall see.
Well,
leave it to me.
Like
I
said,
the crazy shit.
Nah, what you're saying is real rap. That's like, what you know about that? That's saying like real hope, you know what I mean? Definitely shout out to Obama. That motherfucker.
Oh,
I was
hell
going
yeah.
To do that, but you wouldn't let me do that.
Yo,
I wasn't just saying it.
Yeah, we definitely got to talk about Obama, right, Demel? Like, are we happy? I seen this bitch in Starbucks earlier today. You could tell she was not happy that the president won or whatever because she worked at fucking Starbucks. I know how that is, bitch, at Starbucks. Because I remember when I was young working, you know what I mean? I couldn't get on food stamps because I made money, you know what I mean? So I know how it is, bitch. But I went in the Starbucks earlier today, and I'm ordering shit, right? But I'm like, wait a minute, I don't know if I want that. So I was like, what's in the caramel, whatever the word was, right? Because you know how
macchiato.
It is. They got all the crazy
caramel
names.
Macchiato.
So the bitch,
Yeah, and I was being nice. I'm calling her a bitch now because I don't like the bitch. But but the bitch, I'm asking her, I was real nice about it. I'm like, so what's in the caramel blah, blah, blah? It wasn't macchiato. I know what the caramel macchiato was. It was caramel brew something, something. So the bitch looks at me, rolls her eyes, then tells her coworker to tell me, to explain to me what's in the shit. So I'm like, you know how you get yourself that laugh, like, I don't know, this is it.
You're trying
so
to
I'm
laugh like, you know what? You're trying to laugh it off.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, no, this bitch didn't. I'm like, you know what? Don't explain shit to me. I'm just going to get it. Like, don't worry about it. Like, just get me. I don't think I said shit.
If I know what I
think,
coming out, it's okay, bitch.
Yeah, I was trying to be professional. I'm calling her a bitch now, but I'm not as ghetto as I used to be, you know, but I'm just saying, like, it's funny. And then as I sat down, like, I didn't say nothing to her. I'm like, ugh, you can't ruin my day, bitch. I'm at a group meeting. I'm about to talk about making money, whatever. Fuck you. But then as I'm sitting down drinking my caramel mm-hmm. shit or whatever, this white guy walks in, and she's like, hey, welcome to Starbucks. I'm like, motherfucking bitch. I was mad. Then I walked over to the joint and, you know, said my little smart shit under my breath, short people have no reason to live or whatnot, because I don't like being racist. Like, don't just because a white man walk in, now you all chipper. Now you a chipper black woman. I don't like that. I don't like that.
Hey, y'all, here you go. I should go kill myself. She said short people have no right to live.
No, not you. I like your shortness. I was talking to her.
Y'all got to kill myself.
No, don't say that. I don't mean it like that. It's a song from Randy Newman. It's Randy Newman's song. You never heard it?
No.
You never heard it?
Uh-uh.
Well, see, you're not as cultured then. You have to expand your playlist from 2 Chainz and 4 Chainz or whatever you're listening to nowadays.
Fuck 2 Chainz. Retarded ass bastard.
Ain't nothing wrong with 2 Chainz. I like 2 Chainz. I don't know about you guys, but like maybe we should have a night where we do impressions, because I find a lot of people like to impersonate 2 Chainz. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like real funny to me, like, just pretending to rap like 2 Chainz, because it's just so simple. You could just say the crazy thing about it, like, and just go into what else he talks about. Y'all know. You could say any goddamn thing in a 2 Chainz voice, but beyond all my tripping or whatever, I know I had to go in about Starbucks earlier today, but I want to definitely check out some more of the callers and check out some more music and even see about different people's, you know, social networking sites. Like, if you have something new, I'll go check mm-hmm. it out. You know what I mean? I'm about to go on Blake Planet and check out Vanna B's page. Were you always Vanna B, or did you have a different name on Blake
I'm
Planet?
I'm not even going to embarrass myself by going into some of them old names. No way.
Oh, you had a couple name changes? Let me find out. Oh, we we got to do some trying to investigate. Definitely.
Y'all
thanks
know
for being,
I can crack anything. Like, y'all know I'm a computer hacker, so y'all know.
You're not supposed to tell people that. You're supposed to be my secret weapon, honey. But
my bad.
It's cool. So let me check out another caller on the line. Actually, I definitely shouted out my boy Louis Toledo earlier. Put me on to this brother. His name is, and he's going to a battle this Saturday night at Club 1800. So definitely welcome to the radio show. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. He's from out of Jersey, and show off with us.
Nice.
Welcome, hello.
Yo.
Can you hear me, Snipe?
Yes, I can hear you. What it is? Honest Fire, Philly Shine Radio, all day. We here.
What's good?
What's going on?
Y'all would like to. You can say hi to my co-host
Truth Teller. And we have also Demel, one of the Next Squad DJs listening. My homegirl.
What's going
Hannah
on, everybody? What's going on, people? How's everybody doing?
What's up?
Uh-oh, we might have to get that thing on. You might have to get that thing going on.
What thing?
You already
what
know.
Thing? What you talking about?
You know that thing. You know that thing that.
You already know, but.
Damn.
NOC in my bag event, November 10th, Club 1800 is going down. You're doing something
I'm
big
sorry.
For Philly. It's
I'm
all
sorry,
good.
But you didn't hear my co-host, like, stop, calm down, be good tonight. We're here to work with him. You can't have him yet.
Oh, wow. It's all good. It's all good.
We
thanks
can't
for having
me.
You know what I mean?
Definitely. That's what's up. But I definitely want to thank you even because to even get a chance to have you call in the show is definitely real good. I was planning on coming to the event anyway. I got to support my boy Emas. When he battles, it's definitely a problem. So I definitely got the flyer on my Facebook page. I'll show some love and share it tonight and show some love to everybody. Let them know that you want to see if we get one of them to Facebook in. But what he's talking about is NOC, which is number one contender, presents In My Bag, is going to be crazy. Amigo Guns versus Enes. There's also a couple other people. I want to
be there, yo. My fault. Go ahead.
Now, I wanted to know, who is Nicki Minaj? I heard that name before, but I was trying to, like,
Nicki Minaj, Chester, PA.
Oh,
he rides
Nicki
out. He's with Amino Guns and the Chester PA crew. He gonna come. Everybody's gonna show support. Everybody's gonna do their thing. It's gonna be epic. I need everybody to be there. It's gonna be crazy. I'm hitting Philly with something different. You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to cover the whole East Coast everywhere. I'm trying to hit the world with this. So make sure everybody comes out.
Okay, is this the first time being a number one contender come to Philly? This is the Saturday. You want to come to Mel?
I'm there at the Chester event on the 17th that started at 8 o'clock.
Oh, it's not it's not in Chester. This is in Philly.
This is Philly Club 1800, 5th and Birch.
Yeah,
we're going to get it in my bag.
What day is that?
That's
November
10th,
Saturday.
That's the same day
I thought it was next. I'm going to an event next Saturday in Chester. I'll post it tomorrow. But I'm going to the event. It's at 8 o'clock. And it's with some models, some film directors, and everything.
Yeah,
this
is on November 10th.
I wish you could be able to come to Philly and check this out because I swear seeing Ness battle is a problem. Like,
yes, it's gonna be. We put him in a good. He likes what we doing. We like what he doing. Enes is back and it's gonna be crazy. Amino Guns is no slouch. It's gonna be epic. Chester, PA in the building, Jersey, Philly all day. We're here.
Fine. That's what's up. Is this the first time you're doing this event in Philly?
Yeah, it's the first time we hit in Philly with it. League started in about January 2012. We're not even a year old yet. And we hit in Philly. We switched it up. This is our first event in Philly. And I'm planning to do big things. So
that's what's up. Definitely I applaud you for even doing it. I know when we spoke earlier, you kind of on the same type of time I am. Like, I would love to battle, but no, I can't do it. But
yeah.
I want to know, like, what artists are you working with, like, to even push them? Because I got to say, like, the hype from, you know what I mean, that battle rapping is, like, really amazing. And I would like to actually get some of the artists' music to play on the show.
Oh, yes, I could do that. I do a little recruiting system to even get the rappers into the league. And make sure I hear their music and their videos and all that before they even get in. So they already got music on deck, any one of them, every single one of them. and they just use this battling to get themselves out there. And I respect what they're doing, and the NOC supports them type of artists. All
right, that's cool. Now,
I can get music on your show anytime. So, you know what I mean?
Oh. All right, cool. Well, I sent you my email address, so definitely make sure you make that happen. Well, what do you have as far as security? Because if somebody says something too crazy about Ness, I might go crazy. You might have to.
Oh no! Shout out to my man Luke. Luke Toledo, DJ Faraway, Luke Toledo, we got that covered. There's going to be security in the building. Everything's good.
Trust that, everything's good. I'm going to be good.
So where can we find you at, you know, your network, social network sites?
What was that? Sorry, go ahead.
Shout out to Twitter. Instagram, or are you on Instagram? Yeah, that's right. Tonight's topic is
What's your
Instagram? What's your Facebook? What's your Twitter?
NOC Battles at one word, NOC Battles at Facebook, YouTube, Gmail, Instagram, and Twitter. NOC Battles for everything. NOC Battles for everything. You can see us there on everything.
All right, Matt, that's what's up. Definitely, thanks for checking in with us. Chill for a minute if you want. Play some music. We'll definitely shout out your events again. And if you guys are still in the Philly area, this Sunday we're having an open mic down on 7th and Spring Garden at Voltage Lounge. Our doors open up at 7, so it's early. Definitely come out and get a chance to check us out at Juke Joint Radio. Presents Battle of the Underground open mic. I mean, what is it? Underground open mic. Oh, excuse me. I don't even know. My memory's shot.
Hey, so you just want to see these battles. You got battle in you know what I mean? You just got to hear the word battle. That's what it is.
Definitely come through.
I'll tune in more and more. I'll definitely get back at you. I'm gonna stay in tonight, so I'm gonna stay logged in. So.
All right, that's what's up. Well, yeah, definitely chill. I want to talk more about the topic tonight or whatever, and definitely get into some of this music and talk about our black president. Shout out to Obama.
You already know.
I'll be real chill happy, you know what I'm saying? Like, because he's just so cool, you know? Like, he'll give a tone when he needs it. But for the most part, he's like, nah, I ain't trying this shit. Shut the fuck up.
I got this.
That's my Obama.
I got this. Exactly.
I'm a chill president, motherfucker. But I actually want to check out my homeboy, Mike Sal. He sent me this track. It's called I Like You. And we're going to get right back into the rest of the callers tuning in. Chill with me for a minute. We're going to, you do too like me. Don't lie. Here you go lying again. Don't be lying. No, you're a liar. But this is I Like You by Mike Sal. Check it out, y'all.
Hey, J.O., turn my headphones up. All right, cool. And we going to do it like...
I like Tasha,
I like Britney,
I like Rihanna,
I like Whitney,
I like Rihanna,
I like Nicki,
I like Kim,
tell her get with me,
I like you.
Want me to bone her? She ride past my corner to see if she sees me. She my little stalker. I'm just kidding. She just digging. The way I put it down, every time I be hitting. She said there's something that I can't do missing. They together, but right now it's good riddance. She got kittens, but they not mine though. She asked me, do I want more? I said, nah though. I try to get to you when I got time though. I can't see you every day. I'm on my
it might work. Matter of fact, it's cool, but it might hurt. She said I like her, I think I like her. We don't even get a chance to get in the house. I put it in pop, she put it in her mouth. She said, say that this mine, what is that about? But I gotta say it, the way she make it bounce. Plus, I ain't really tryna fuck the mood up. So I just go with the flow on some twos up. She said she want me, and you're a loser. And your sex game is a snoozer. You don't got kids, so I might stay. And you don't get off to 11, anyway. Plus, she tryna go to heaven, anyway. How does your girl win? I can hit her any day.
I like Porsche.
Light, vibrant thing. Damn it, every night we do our thing. Round at the round, the bed is the ring. And when I put it down, I make her sing. High notes, melodies. I'm the best she ever had, is what she telling me. She said if sex was a crime, I'm a felony. They try to give me life, they try to bury me. I told her, calm down, I'm right here. Take a break for a sec, get some air. Take a deep breath, fix your air. Let's take it to the kitchen, we can finish there. She said, I'ma get the business, I said, yeah. I mess around and had you hanging from the chandelier. She was throwing the back, I'm pulling on her head. I said, your phone ringing, she said, man, I don't get. Girls, man, I like them. Oh, different colors, shapes, sizes. I like girls. If you don't like girls, you might as well just, y'all should all meet up at the bridge and just jump off. Put a bullet in the chamber and get rid of yourself.
I like you, girl. I like you.
I make this look easy. Everything loud from the crowd to the Meechie. Danny, then the Beastie. These bitches can't believe me. Mad cause they paper ain't long enough to reach me. Y'all a bunch of noodles. Get some cheese. Make it cheechy. Yes, I'm the shit. You are a piece of Beastie. 35 the least. Me can't get dirty, so I call my cousin Kiki. Collecting from the White House and never been to D.C. I'm trigger happy, about to throw a couple shots. Better yet, I'm about to watch the sixes from the box. We smoking diesel, man, this shit hit like a rock. Cops pull us over.
Let me get a shot.
I keep money close, I keep dick distant. It costs too much emotions, emotions fuck with business. Bitch, listen, I'm trying to stay out of prison. You could come and work for me, your first good decision. Public service announcement, pussy taking over. You know we on with hammers, minus the bacon soda. See, it's my time, that's right, the wait is over. I'm cooking up what you need, line up in size order. Public service announcement, pussy taking over. You know we on with hammers, minus the bacon soda. See, it's my time, that's right, the wait is over. Pussy taking over. You know we all with hammers, minus the bacon soda. See, it's my time. That's right, the wait is over. I'm cooking up what you need. Line up the size order.
Definitely, pussy taking over. What y'all over there doing? We showing off, showing love on Philly Shine Radio. Definitely, shout out to everybody listening in, tuning in right now. We having fun talking a little shit, talking about our president being black, of course, and about, like, you know, maybe it's you who has a couple social networking pages, but you know you always got that friend that's like, oh no, I don't have no Instagram. But it's kind of funny because I like to know, like, you know what I mean, like, why certain people don't really like to do the social networking. I don't know, but we're talking about how many different pages you have. Of course, I'm playing some new music. Of course, we're showing off a couple great events coming up this Sunday. Definitely come out to the Voltage Lounge that is on 421 North 7th Street, and that's Bang with the Underground open mic. Now, I knew it was something violent. You know, it wasn't Battle with the Underground, but it's a Bang with the Underground open mic. Juice Joint Radio and Blackwell Culture Media presents, hosted by No Q Tommy and the crew. It's definitely going to be banging. And for those of y'all who remember, it was the old Dady McGillicuddy's, but come out 7 p.m. Make sure y'all get there early, you know what I mean? And definitely we give an on-air interview to the best performance of the night, and that's the interview on Juke Joint Radio, 88.1 FM. I'm going to be hosting a joint with the crew. Definitely shout out to everybody showing your girl love. What you going to say, Truth Telling? I hear you.
No, I said I was done. I was making cookies. I'm bored.
Mmm, I want some cookies.
Making chocolate.
Cool. And shout out to everybody tuning in. Definitely, if you want to join in, if you have anything you want to show off or even talk about, press the number one. I will get to your call, my first convenience, and show you some love. I also gotta say I've been checking out everybody's YouTubes. Niggas is working hard in these videos. Definitely looking good. Shout out to my homegirl, Tiana Victoria. I fucks with her. Been fucking with her for a long time. Real crazy. My girl Hot Chalk, she got a new video out. Big ups to my girl Hot Chalk doing her thing. And big ups to the Twitch too. I'm definitely going to check out some more callers. We have a caller.
Can I get a shout out in?
Of course.
I want to shout out to Sesame Street. Thank God you're still alive and still on air to teach our kids.
Yes, we need
Sesame Street
lives. Yes. My son is older, but he definitely used to love PBS. Like, he loved all those shows, whatever they was. With Kaya, that's the shit. So, yeah, definitely shout out to everybody about this. Let it go. Let it go, guys. But we got another caller, 267-977. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What it do? It's Philly Mix.
What was good? Welcome, welcome. Definitely, you're actually an ATL now. I've seen your Instagram pictures.
Oh, you be checking my joint out?
I liked it. I think I got
on here. Check
I got
me out
like
on
six
Instagram.
Pages.
I know.
Yeah, I got like
multitask 24/7.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. But yeah, shout out
definitely
to your Instagram and your Twitter before we get into anything else, because we got to show love and follow you.
Well, you know, you can check me out on Twitter and Instagram. I got the same name, Philly Mix. You know. Philly, MIX, no underscore or nothing. You know?
All right.
Check me out.
that's what's up. You definitely
got a new stalker by the name of Truth Teller.
What'd she say?
She said you're going to get a new stalker by the name of Truth Teller, so definitely look out for that. But let us know what you're doing. I know, definitely shout out to 8 Game Music. We were going to go down to Aurora tonight. I think my girlfriend's down here.
Yeah, we got Aurora every Thursday. You know what I'm saying? Come down, you know. Ladies, $10 all night. You know.
Yeah. All right, come. Yeah, I'm perfect. Come next Thursday. Well, what you working on? What mixtapes are you promoting right now? Moving. What's going on in ATL?
You know, Preem got Straight to It coming out. That's coming out like probably next month, and we're working on this 8 Gang Music. Then we got the 8 Gang documentary DVD. That's what we're working on. You know, all the shit we was doing when we was on the road. You know. We got the shit rolling. You know, we got Cannon and Drama. They fucking with us. You know, they tuned in. You know what I'm saying? So we just going to keep working, though.
And I got to tell you about Stiz coming through the studio. They got this track coming out. What's up, Neil? 8 Gang Stiz, Reekin' Bull, Big Face Dunny. That joint is fucking retarded. I'm going to push that joint. It's crazy.
Yeah, I heard about that. He told me. He was telling me yesterday. That he just laid some shit, you know. But Stiz working every day. Like, that nigga be shooting movies every other day. Hollywood Stiz. He took the homicide off and put Hollywood. You know what I'm saying?
Hollywood Stiz. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm definitely put that AKA one in the shout out I'm about to do. But definitely thanks for calling in and showing love. You got to keep me updated on your movement. Much love to all the fucking 8 Gangs. Y'all motherfuckers can zoo out with me any fucking time.
Free Garcy, free Slim, free my little brother Will. You know what I'm saying?
You got
to. You know, I'm always going to support you. You know, you always got something going on. You know, no one fucks with you. So, you know how to contact them.
Definitely, yeah, definitely. That's what's up. I appreciate it. And, like I said, again, thanks. And listen out, I got some music, and I'm going to text you my email address. Send me some shit. So I could be, you know, promoting the same stuff. That's what we're doing. We're trying to get that real money and attention.
Yep.
All right.
Well, you know, I'm here. Just send it straight to me. I'll send you some music tonight.
All right. That's what's up. I got you. Thank you. But we showing love tonight, and I appreciate Philly Mix for calling in and showing some love. We got Snipe back on the line. What happened to you, Snipe? We lost your call for a second.
What's going on? What's goodie?
Noel. Chilling and whatnot. We got you back on the line. Chill with us. I'm going to keep your mic open. I'm going to keep you open too, Nick, and see what's up with everybody else chilling with us. We got another, I think ATL, something about ATL, and then we got another ATL number calling in. Let's see what's going on. Maybe this person is up north. But 770-870, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, fool. Get lonely. What's up?
Yeah. I was just talking
what's
about
up?
You, nigga.
What up, y'all?
Yeah. I'm chilling. I was getting ready to play one of your songs and whatnot and shit. And I need to download that other new link you sent out. But shout out to my VIP. Welcome back to the radio show, Looney Tunes. Working goddamn hard.
They kept saying, when is Philly Shine Radio going to be back on? When is
I was like, when the Philly Shine Radio back on and popping?
Well, you know, just the same way you've been working hard, so have I. And it gets a little hard trying to be sane and do the show because I try to be honest. I do listen to some of the old shows, and I was a very angry woman, you know. Kind of getting my shit together. But I don't want to fuck people up no more. I'm just trying to show off and have a good time. But I definitely miss you all. And got to show you some love, Looney Tunes. You've been working goddamn hard. But Philly Shine Radio is back. You showing the fuck off. And
hey,
I appreciate
man,
you
working
talking.
The shit out of me. Working the shit out of me.
As you should. But, what's up? All right, beyond.
beyond all the how you doings and the hellos that I just gave you, I need to know, like, what's up with this track with you, Future, and Rihanna? We love her.
Ooh, love song. The album is going November 19th. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even lie, like, word on the street saying it's the hardest song on the album, but you know what I'm saying? We're going to see November 19th. You already know it's definitely going to be a single off the album, man, because that joint hot. You know what I'm saying? Definitely produced by your boy. Definitely going to be my first gold and platinum play. So, you know, I'm
definitely like her whole album on Snip. Oh, boy.
Y'all want to check out your boy Looney Tunes on the new Rihanna album, go to YouTube, type in Love Song, Love spelled with 7 E's, so this is her 7th album, Rihanna, you know what I'm saying, I'm going all the way number one on the charts with this one, you hear me?
That's what's up, and definitely shout out to my girl Rihanna, I love her on freaking Instagram. She's got to be the most craziest bad bitch, but
man,
her getting a song
crazy
with my boy Looney Tunes, and she got the powerful draws added to
it. You feel me?
All right. Oh shit, it's only just a little snippet. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey,
little snippet, you know, little teaser, that's all.
Okay. We definitely checking it out. I see a couple DJs put the joint together. Okay. Everybody got a little snippet. The way you sent me is some girl singing the song.
I just posted. I posted it. She kind of, you know, did her little own little acapella, you know. She was killing
nice,
it, too.
Nice.
I was surprised, you know.
Well, that's what's up. Definitely, everybody, check out my homeboy, Looney Tunes. He's an artist and producer, as you can see. You know what I mean? Working with Rihanna. Definitely did a lot of music with your boy, Future. Shout out to him. Working damn hard this year as well. You know what I mean? Might as well play that track you produced for him, which I love so much, Go Harder.
You try to break me down, I'ma go harder.
Yes.
Well, definitely.
We're going hard for the 2012
all the way into the 2013. I need that right now because I feel they're trying to bring me down.
Don't ever, you know, another thing, like, even though a lot of times this year, you know, people have been fucking with me, you know, people, you know, fuck them, I pretty much say, and I just go harder. So this song is to inspire everybody. And Snipe, chill with us. I need to introduce you as well to my homeboy Looney Tunes, the producer out of Atlanta. This is Snipe.
No doubt,
he's coming
man,
to Philly this Saturday, doing a big battle. Shout out to
NOC. NOC Battery, Amino Guns, Enes, about to be crazy, Club 1800, November 10th.
I really want to see that.
I'm going to see it. We're going to see it. We're going to be there. We're going to be in front row with some popcorn. I love a good battle. I might even,
man,
you know.
The night over Truth Teller House.
Talk to you later
about that one.
Uh-oh. Say, I don't know. But like I said, we're going to show some love to my homeboy, Looney Tunes. This my shit, Future, Go Harder.
Three man motto. The future is
going
now.
Hard by any means. By all means necessary, we're going to get it.
Our lifestyle.
Drip.
Ask
you.
Hey,
I done been lied to.
What up?
I've been a click.
For real.
I done had all kind of people turn against me. Just trying to bring me down.
Bullseye. When you spread the rumors, make sure you tell them I'm multi-millionaire.
refuse to lose. Like I run out jet fuel. I'm making major moves. Just trying to beat the move. I dropped 10 hits. I got them real confused. I hit ain't into me. I make them in my sleep. That's all you want from me. I know I'm making history. I know you're greasing. And you're greeting. But I'm a genius. And I've been fiending. I set the streets on fire. Gotta catch me flying back.
I looked at you, I was like,
At least the bitch cute, but I ain't even going to say nothing else. Like, I ain't liking it. I ain't like none of your pics with her. I was just looking at them.
Well, you'll have your own personal TV if you see me next Saturday.
Oh, shit, well, I'm going to definitely get a chance to get there. And, you know what I'm saying, like I said, big ups to you, Mooney, doing your fucking thing. I appreciate you showing some love on the come up, you know what I mean? Like, the whole time I've known you, who got this phone on speaker? The whole time I've known you, I see you just, you know what I mean, stepping your game up higher and higher. Like, you amaze me. You're a superstar to me because half your songs, I can't get them out of my fucking head. So I fuck with you too. So she
hey,
might
hurt
me. Was like, this is my type of shit. You know what I mean? Rihanna was like, this is my type of shit.
Man, you
Curdy I'm
talking
about. Would
buddy.
You say, Demel?
See, I need to get with you because we don't know what song needs to come out for 2013. So we need to, me and him going back and forth what we need to put out there for 2013. And,
okay.
You know,
I'd like to get some credit to do some shit. Yeah, I'm with it. But, we are having a ball up here as well, Demel. I got to tell you, a lot of things are really organized. Big Faith Denny's working super hard. I'm fucking proud of him. We also got Trey Prada on the team. Definitely shout out to my boy Pesh, Catch Wreck Pesh. To even tell y'all and that shit is a tongue twister. That's why I said it the fuck slow. But he's that fucking crazy with the flow. Oh, it rhymes. Ha ha. And definitely shout out to my boy Pounds and all together. That's L&I Records. L&I shutting shit down. So definitely we probably need a beat for us. You know what I mean? To show off too. We got the new Time I'm On G Mix. I'm going to be on that drum. We're performing it November 18th up in Philly. So it's a lot of good things going on up there.
Is everybody, is it snowing up there, man? Y'all all right up there, man? Every time I turn on the news, well, it's like.
Well, you know what? Like, I noticed a lot locally in Philly, like, we don't be getting all this shit. Like, I be jealous of shit. Like, I like the snow. But, yeah, other people, they got a lot of fucking snow. Like, Jersey. Everybody snowed on us. We cool. We cool on this side.
Oh,
yeah, we cool,
cool
on this side.
Long as my baby eye, right, we ain't got nothing to worry about.
Hello. Yeah, we got you, True Color. Stop putting your phone on.
I'm steady talking. I'm steady talking. You didn't even
snowed.
Have my mic open.
Cause your
I'm
phone was on speaker.
Talk.
Your phone was on speaker.
Huh?
I couldn't hear you. Your phone was on speaker.
I put it on mute. No, I had muted my phone. I never had my phone on speaker at all.
Again,
here we go.
I'm honest, and she's a truth teller, but I think she lying again.
Y'all hear this? What I was saying before I was rudely muted was that
rudely.
We should get some kind of silly, and ATL, some kind of like Philly ATL anthem.
Yes, like
it was supposed to be one, but you know.
Thanks, Truth Teller, for saying that. You fucking bitch. You know what? I do have that song.
I thought
you
was gonna work on the anger.
Mind your business. Mind your business, because you always helping out, but at the same time, all right. Lately, I've been doing more music. You don't have to do the little whistling. I know. I'm going to get all my work done. Watch. It's crazy. We all going to have to be rubbing elbows together. You know what I mean? Maybe I get to do a track with Beyonce. Hint. Beyonce. I just thought,
so
I
wait,
don't
so
care
you,
if
y'all look, check it out,
Beyonce
right?
Page. The pictures is great. What?
I'm going to make sure by at least early next year, Honest Fire Truth Teller going to come out with a track. Watch.
No, we got to do that now. I still got your lyrics. As a matter of fact, I'm going to spit all your lyrics, Truth Teller.
She's so stupid. Don't do that. I got them, matter of fact. Don't I?
No, I got them.
You sure?
You sorry. Nope, I got him.
Nope.
I got to also ask you the topic question for tonight, Looney Tunes. I know I'm all excited and shit. And shout out to everybody else listening in. If you want to talk to us, definitely just press the number one. I'll definitely open up your mic and we can show some love.
My name
is Uno.
Ooh,
I'm going to do a song by Young Cudi. I love this song. We're going to play some music, too. But Looney Tunes, tonight's topic is, how many social networking pages do you have? And maybe you could put us on to, you know what I mean, a page that maybe we're not even checking out or one of your homies or whatever. Because I feel as though, like, as artists, you know what I mean, and doing what we're doing, we got to be able to cover the whole spectrum. And certain people who I think don't even have a freaking Facebook, you know what I mean? So, but for us, you know what I mean? We got to have, you know, multi-sets. Like, I got six sets of Twitters, you know what I mean? I got six sets of Facebooks. Facebooks. Yeah, that's my new word.
Facebooks.
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 Yeah. Facebooks. I got six sets of Facebooks. That's plural. But
it's good.
How many
every,
social networking pages?
Every time on your page, honest.
I know.
Man, that, every time I post something, I get on eight people that want to be my friend.
Ain't that the way it is? That's the network. You know what I mean? We love it.
And I found my boys. They want to take me out. Oh, when I get in town.
Who?
No.
Oh, okay. That's hot. That's what's up, Ronald. They used to working hard like shit, yo. They definitely been working hard.
These and them want to take me out. They want to know when they want me to call as soon as I land. So
oh, that's up. You know what that means. You know what that means.
Party.
I'm with it. You know what? I'm about to go into this music because I definitely, a lot of this music I haven't even heard because I ain't been in my email and I ain't even going live. So, but I'm going to show some love to my boy, Young Cudi. We're going to get back into the topic next. My boy, Looney Tunes. And if you, like I said, want to join in, Looney, what you doing? What happened to your call? Looney Tunes, can you hear me?
Can you hear me? I'm back.
Okay. He's back. But yeah, wait a minute. No. Woo-hoo. Before I play the song, I might as well ask you the question, Looney. How many social networking pages do you have?
I got YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Too many.
That's too many. No, you need.
You don't
more
have
than
MySpace.
That.
You don't have the Black Planet. You don't have the.
Man, MySpace. Oh, I might be on there. I think my Twitter might be connected to my MySpace, but.
Yeah, my MySpace still connected to one of them things. My MySpace connected
but
to my
Reverb. I don't even know. I don't remember my code.
Are you on Reverb Nation? Because I think
everybody. Yeah, I'm
on
Reverb Nation, but I don't.
Yeah, I'm on Reverb Nation. I'm on with that music.
Wait a minute. You're on Reverb Truth Teller?
Yeah, I'm on Reverb. I'm on, what's the other one? Spotify.
What song are you on there? Wait a minute. We got to ask you a topic question after this song because I didn't even know that she had all that. I'm not your friend. You didn't like my pages. What's up with that?
I just signed up and didn't do nothing with it.
See, that's not cool. I do that a lot, too. I'm a big sign-up person and don't even stay on it or whatever. And maybe we'll talk about dating websites next because they wouldn't accept me on none of them when I tried out for them. I remember I tried out for eHarmony. They was like, you have been rejected. I was like, what?
I think I got an eHarmony, and they keep sending shit to me, and I'm trying to erase them.
You
I'm
got
like,
an eHarmony? See, they wouldn't give me one. I don't know. Like, ain't no match out
there
for me.
They want to pay for it. I'm not paying for shit.
Pay for it? You get it for free on Facebook. Well, all right. Like I said, show some love to my homeboy, Young Cudi. I definitely fucks with this track. This shit hot.
Welcome to Philly Shine. How do I have your number on my call ID like that? That's so cool.
Hello?
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 Yes.
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Hello? Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you now. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
Hi. It's Nina Capone.
Oh, cool. Hey, boo.
I'm in the studio, too. I don't know how this worked, but it worked.
Well, she called in with her little bag of tricks. Definitely big ups to the talented, beautiful Nina Capone over there on In the Streets Radio doing her thing. I definitely tuned into your show a couple times. Good work. Clack, clack, clack.
Thank you. Same here, same here. You know, I jump in all the time and listen, so, you know.
Definitely appreciate the support. What you've been up to, and definitely shout out to Twitter and your Facebook and what you got going on so we can show you some love. And you can say hello, Demel. To Demel from ATL. And of
Hello to my true color. What's up, Nina? What's up, Nina Capone? Hey, y'all, I was squad on the line. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, definitely. We got a all show some love. That's how we get over here. It's a party, party, party. But, shout out, what's up with you? One
wow.
second,
I
need
though.
A
cameraman next Saturday when I get off the plane.
Oh, shit. Okay, Obama, what the fuck? What the fuck am I going to do? Like, I'm about to make it. I'm about to press the red button. You got it. So, you know, all right, we'll see what we can do, honey. I ain't giddy and shit. Just on the fire or whatever. So, you know, we'll see what we can do for you, honey.
Oh,
nigga, like,
I'm coming from ATL.
He like, I'm coming from ATL. I need a fucking red carpet, six holes, and a Hummer. All right.
Oh, that's presidential.
Damn. But Nina. I know we kind of crazy over here. But shout out to your websites, how we can check you out. You know what I mean? And then I got to get into the tonight's topic question before I find out what else you've been up to.
Okay, okay. All right. Basically, everybody can just check me out on In the Streets Radio. That's I-N-D-A, streetsradio.com. There you can find out how to follow me, how to locate me, how to submit your music, how to get at me, how to get an interview, all that. Doing it way big on the radio. I mean, just like my girl, Honest Fire. You know, we've been doing it for a long, long time now. So still doing that. You know, we throwing concerts now. Definitely check out some of the concerts that's on there. We also got distribution deals. We got film distribution deals. They got a lot going on. But go ahead and get into your topic. I'll be on the line. I'm going to just wait here and finish working. Just yelling.
All right, yeah, definitely. Now, I got an important question to ask you because who was it? Damn, my memory. I smoke a lot of weed. But fuck. Because I was just talking about you because I've had, like, a lot of crazy meetings. And they're like, have you talked to Nina Capone? I was like, you know what? I'm going to hit her fucking ass up, and you can hit me up, which is amazing. But we definitely, I support all women, and I know you're the same on the same type time. I'm on, like, being productive or whatever. I want to know if you wanted to represent the pussy taking over movement, the female taking over movement, like, we all just shouting it out just to, like, give each other that strength, you know what I mean, an extra backup. You need a couple bitches for a video shoot, couple bitches for your, you know what I mean, your shows, your concerts. We call in and support, and everybody just.
Definitely. Hold on, how we say it, because I got, you know, I'm
pussy
okay with
taking over. Pussy taking over, female taking over. Because for real, I love our women. And then even for you, what did I tell a boy? He was like, oh, yeah, I know Nina Capone something. Who the fuck was it? And I was like, what? Nina be doing a lot of shit. I was like, she could represent pussy taking over because a lot of guys don't want to give us the credit. Like, even though we might not put our names on the front of shit, you got to know pussy had something to do with that. You know what I mean?
You better fucking know. Half the concerts that go down in Philadelphia, I sit, conjure, and put the fuck together.
Half of the niggas' faces that you see them, that's what I told. Once I figure out who it is, I'm gonna tell you his name because I just don't want to say the wrong person because all y'all black niggas look alike. I don't give a fuck. Fat, short, skinny, tall, whatever. We ain't fucking or all that personal. Y'all
see, look alike. See, profiling on the radio. That's a damn shame.
fuck it. Like, yeah, y'all niggas look alike.
All y'all niggas look the same. Yeah, I thought I was bad. You know what? Honest, I can't.
Hold on, wait. You never know what comes out of my mouth. I'm bad.
No, truth teller's worse. She'll start rolling her tongue. She won't even use words. She'll just roll her tongue and it's just over. Like, what?
So honest. Ms. Brown.
Yes, Demel.
So how can Looney Tunes and Marcus Allen get an interview on her show?
Oh, once again, let's let her say it for you guys who weren't listening, like Demel. Shout out again how they can check out In the Streets Radio.
Well, it's real simple. You can even set up your scheduled interview online. So you just simply go to industriesradio.com, which is INDASTREETS. I think I can spell that right. Industriesradio.com.
Yes,
you go there. Actually, if you open up the full screen, you may want to do it from the computer. You open up the full screen, it's a pop-up that says, hey, let's set up a meeting. Or it asks you a bunch of shit. But you click on that joint right there, and it'll take you right to the contact me page. I got a full staff working because I can't do none of this by myself. You know, shout out Team Nina Capone, Team Industries Radio, who hold me down because I can't figure out how all this shit works. But definitely just go on the website. You can find everything. It's real basic shit. Everything pop up. There's a whole bunch of drop downs and pop ups. You can find it. Can't get lost here. Become a member. Make sure you sign up to become a member so you can get all the exclusives. Like I said, we're giving away distribution. I'm working with Cam on distribution now. So anybody looking to get signed to the Dipset West, I think I'm saying that right. They gonna fuck me up. But anyway, check everything out on the website. I wasn't ready for an interview. I'm a listener.
Now see, that's great. Now see, that goes into tonight's topic actually, with how many social networking pages do you have? Do you run yourself? Like for you, Nina, because like I know it's a little higher for, you know what I mean, when you're doing promotions and doing different marketing, doing different shows.
Oh,
like, give us a
God.
Number. And then also, beyond In the Streets Radio, is there another website that we need to make sure that we have a page on to check out?
Oh, yeah. Wow. There's a lot of websites. I mean, honestly, right now, like, we're running stuff through, I mean, as far as the music, as far as the radio show itself, SoundCloud, Stitcher. Stitcher is another one you want to definitely run your show through as well. Because it makes our shows mobile. So that's important to get to make sure that everybody, not only are you getting your listeners online, but you also getting your mobile, they can download the mobile app and everything like that. So, and, you know, honest, I'll send you a bunch of this information so you can have it for yourself as well. But it's a bunch of sites out there. I can go on for days. Reverb Nation. And, of course, I'm an artist, so I'm still recording all heavy. You know, I record throughout the shows. I do a drop, and then I jump back on and record a song. I'm all over the place. So and if you're an artist, you definitely got to have your website. And really, to make sure that you're hitting all the social sites, you definitely want to make sure you have your main site, because I can't keep up. I might have 60 different social networking sites out here right now. You can Google Nina Capone and be like, damn, because that's what I do. I just Google me once in a while to see how many I have.
Mm-hmm.
Then when since I signed to a label, and I got to make sure they have all of these sites so they can log in and maintain things when I'm leaving for tour. So, you know, it's a lot of information that needs to be out here. So, I mean, I have a list. You go on to industriesradio.com or sign on to ninacapone.com, and you can find them everywhere. Everything that I use.
Oh, right.
I don't hide
it. And that's what's
so,
up. Go ahead.
So, on your Twitter, you have your .com, too, as well.
Yes. Always.
Okay. I'll just make sure I just follow you on Twitter, hit the link. Bye bye.
Yep.
There
you go. Bye bye.
And then we got In the Streets Radio got a Twitter. You might be following me on Twitter. my Twitter is crazy. So the Nina Capone on Twitter, and then I got In the Streets is Ready. Just drop the O. So it's In the Streets Ready on Twitter for the radio show.
In the Streets Ready. All right. Well, we definitely going to show some love. I'll make sure I retweet
it. I got to say something.
So that everybody can get
to Nina.
What do you have to say, honey, to Nina?
I don't mean no harm, but it sounds like you have ADHD when it comes. You talk about pick it up, then I drop it, then I go back to this, I go back to that.
Girl, I do. If you look at
you got to have it.
Yo, you got
Listen,
to. Yo.
If you see how much to just Google it. You be like, God damn, seriously? How does she do? I'm telling you, I got to. I can't stay on.
Yeah. And definitely, I salute your professionalism. Always fucks with you. Definitely still can't get it out of my head when you was on stage of the Trocadero. Bitch pulled the skirt and was like, what, niggas? Pussy, you have to show you this pussy to tell you it's taking over? Okay. Because I show it to you, motherfuckers. Don't play with me. But no, for real, y'all had to be there. It was powerful, yo. It was powerful.
Yeah, that's something
like, wow.
That lonely tones would do.
Yeah, see? Same type shit. Like, niggas is not me.
Pussy is power, though. And we need to do a song about that because that shit is so real. And right now, ladies is stepping up. Like, I'm watching all the young chicks out here doing their thing on the rap side of things. You know, I try to reach out. I don't think nobody like me. But, you know, it is what it is. Fuck it. You know what I mean? I still support them.
It's generations skip, and I swear to God, I am so proud of these young bitches. They not playing no motherfucking games. They definitely not. But all of them cool. You just never know who's you know, putting up those little blocking. But we could definitely get to them. They are so working hard. Definitely shout out to my girl Asia Sparks. She's doing great. Nala Gold. Shout out to Hot Shot. Shout out to all these bitches, like,
okay.
All y'all motherfuckers.
They think I'm their age, though. I know a lot of them think I'm, like, young as shit. And I be having, seriously, like, they don't even know, like, y'all mute. My daughters are 17 and 13. They playing y'all music around my fucking house. I'm sick of y'all. All day. Like, yo,
Nina,
take
a part as a compliment. You look young.
I know, but it's hard when you're talking to a young girl and you, like, you trying to school her on some shit or say some fly shit to her, and she looking at you like, bitch, please, you don't know nothing. You know what I mean? Just like,
then you got to let her know, look, just because I look young don't mean I'm young.
Don't get the game fucked up.
You need to take this advice to get shit out of luck.
Exactly.
But you know what? You can't say too much to them hard-headed motherfuckers, but fuck that. So there's a lot of people that
they
do definitely
shit,
get put on the game. There's definitely people that get put on the game because you can't be on no broke shit. You're not going to be able to afford shit. You're going to be running around with fucked-up-ass sneakers. Like, I will never, ever stop laughing at these fucking sneakers that ARA posts on his Instagram. Crazy. Some fucking girl in Virginia wore these Air Force One. If y'all didn't see my Instagram picture, I had to repost this shit because it's crazy. Listen, bitches, make sure your shit right. You know, if you're going to walk around with some motherfucking shit. If somebody trying to give you some information, especially if her name is Nina Capone, open up them ears. You know what I mean? Like, we really, 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 really.
Because I'm about to start charging shit.
I will sell everything that you're charging. That's my middle fucking name. I'm a seller. I will sell all that shit, like, for real. Like,
shit about to get real. Shit thing got real serious.
I wonder, can I bring you a Beat Judge shirt?
Yes, bring me a Beat Judge shirt so I can represent Beat Judge and everything that they got going on. I'm getting ready to do a logo and everything too for the pussy taking over. So you'll have that just to make it
pussy taking over. Don't you know?
Oh, that's hot. I'm loving it. That's going to go nice with my new stage name because y'all know I got my whole stripper personality. I'm about to bring out her name, Tasty.
You know what? You gotta maybe me. You could get on my remix. Let me let you hear. Listen to the song "Why I Got You on the Ear," so you could even see what I'm talking about with this pussy taking over. You know, the wait is over. I'm definitely trying to let everybody know that.
I'm gonna get on that
you,
one, little fact.
You do push it together, but
you got, so I can just hit it off.
You still got a rap too, yeah. Truth Teller, she gonna be on that shit too. We gotta have Truth Teller on it. But yeah, check it out. And I'm gonna go into some more callers. Definitely appreciate so much. And I'm gonna make sure you get my email address so you can send me those links and the information, and we can you know what I mean, keep it together, because it's about everybody rubbing good elbows. Shit, my homie just produced the track for fucking Rihanna. I'm trying to do shit like that. Like, I want Rihanna to get on my radio show or some shit. Dude, you know what I mean? Like, we really trying to work together to get shit taking over. But check it out, y'all.
I make this look easy. Everything loud from the crowd to the Meechie. Danny, tend to be. See, these bitches can't believe me. Mad cause they paper ain't long enough to reach me. Y'all a bunch of noodles. Get some cheese. Make it cheechy. Yes, I'm the shit. You are a piece of feast. These 35 that leave me. Can't get dirty, so I call my cousin Kiki. Collecting from the White House and never been to D.C. I'm trigger happy, about to throw a couple shots. Better yet, I'm about to watch the Sixers from the box. We smoking diesel, man, this shit hit like a rock. Cops pull us over,
let me get a shot.
I keep money close, I keep dick distant. It costs too much emotions, emotions fuck with business. Bitch, listen, I'm trying to stay out of prison. You could come and work for me, your first good decision. Public service announcement, pussy taking over. You know we all with hammers, minus the bacon soda. See, it's my time, that's right, the wait is over. I'm cooking up what you need, line up in size order. Public service announcement, pussy taking over. You know we all with hammers, minus the bacon soda. See, it's my time, that's right, the wait is over. Raw shit, go to the mall shit. Bitches mad cause I left with all the mall shit. Even if I'm up, I still got an appetite. Bitches taking care of these niggas, they ain't acting right. I'm acting up, shit, I'm bad as fuck. Had to minus the broke bitches to add it up. Cause all the ones who was smiling was really mad at us. Dunny said he made me a hit and said, public service announcement, pussy taking over. You know we on with hammers, minus the bacon soda. See, it's my time, that's right, the wait is over. I'm cooking up what you need, line up in size order. Public service announcement, pussy taking over. You know we on with hammers, minus the bacon soda. See, it's my time, that's right, the wait is over. I'm cooking up what you need, line up in size order.
Pussy taking over, pussy taking over.
I love it.
Pussy taking over.
You
said you love it, Nina.
I need in on it. I'm in my bag too. I've been in my rap bag for like 2 weeks straight. I've been like recording two songs a day. I got issues right now. Like, yeah, this is a good time.
Hey. Like I said, pussy taking over, pussy taking over.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you approve. Shout out to Nina Capone for listening in. We showing off tonight, Philly Shine Radio comeback special. And of course, we're very busy this Sunday. We have open mic event. You know what I mean? Definitely want to show some love to my boy No Q Tommy.
And I'm going to be helping them co-host on 88.1 FM on Saturday nights for Juke Joint Radio. But Bang with the Underground open mic is this Sunday at Voltage Lounge. If you want to be my guest, definitely please come out, Miss Nina.
Okay. Okay. I don't go nowhere, but okay. I'll come out.
All right. That's the seven.
I don't do nothing.
Hey, we're good. You ain't got shit to do. Come do shit with us, for real. Shout out to a few other callers. I guess this caller called in while the song was on. I got to show some love. And also, we're going to see some more about these networking sites and get them to Truth Teller because she has some crazy sites. I bet you she on getiton.com. We'll talk about that later, how
Whoa.
I know about that site.
Getiton.
But 702-674, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
New York. And how you doing? What's your name?
Taisha, I was called basically to see how would I donate money to your show, because I really like this show.
You want to donate money? You want to be a sponsor, or you want to just, like, give me, like, $20 or something?
$20? I
pay $20.
Like,
what did you say, sir? What did you say, sir?
I said, no, I was donating money to your show. I just felt like donating. I was looking at your picture on the thing. I was like, wow.
Oh, well, cool. Well, I'll give you my my PayPal information. You could definitely donate. What's your name, sir? We don't want an anonymous donation. I never gave a donation.
How do you do the PayPal?
What'd you say?
How do you do PayPal?
How do you do PayPal? Are you
yeah.
serious? You don't know how to do PayPal?
I'd be doing this thing with, like, shoot.
I know how to mail. I sell stuff through PayPal. You know, you can sell your
that
music. You can sell all types of stuff. Are you on Western Union? What's your name?
Yeah. Taisha. I used to talk to you earlier, years, months ago. I think your number, your phone number was like 215, something like that.
My
what
number
is your name,
though?
Yeah, what you said?
What's your name?
Taisha,
T-Y-S-H-O-R-E. Okay, okay. Well, definitely, well, I'm going to make sure that I pick up the money from Western Union. I guess you could just put it to Philly Shine Radio and I go pick that shit up.
Here, take down my email and text me your thing because I don't know how to write that. Philly Town Radio.
Okay, okay. I'll make sure I do that. And thank you so much for tuning in and for your donation. It'll be definitely welcome.
Yeah, great to meet you.
You said Tashawn, right?
Yes.
Tashawn. All right, thank you, Tashawn. Then what's your do you have any social networking pages that we could check out to make sure you're a real person and put a face to the name?
Yep. Facebook.
What's your Facebook?
You can email, by my email is NY, the number 2, FLC at gmail.com.
FLC at gmail.com. So that's NY2FLC. At gmail.com.
D, not D,
Ooh.
C.
You said who?
F-L-C. No, F-L-C, you said T.
I said F-L-C.
All right, F-L-C at gmail.com.
Well, thank you
and
so much.
I had your number before, but I lost my phone.
Well, I'm definitely, you can always get with me on any of my social networking pages. Which one did you get the number to call in tonight from?
From Block Talk. I had your cell phone before, but I lost my iPhone.
Okay. All right, well, definitely thank you so much for tuning in tonight and weirding me the fuck out. I had to hang up on him. That was weird. I'm sorry. Like, I couldn't take it. I couldn't take it.
I had
your cell phone. I'm like, wait a minute. I will fuck you up, nigga. I don't need your donations. be taking over.
Yeah, like, thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye. Like, what the fuck is going on? On that note, we need to take a music break because I need to smoke. Y'all, you had me a little nervous tonight. I don't know if y'all heard my voice. I'm like, let me what's your Facebook information so I can make you a real person?
Like I had your cell phone.
But I mean, my number's public anyway. That part didn't creep me out. It's the way he said it. You know what I mean?
I had your number before, right off my phone.
Yeah, that's a little extra. See, that's why I leave it talking to people to y'all. That's why I just play music on my shit. I don't want to talk to too many motherfuckers. That shit's scary. I'm outside your house. What the fuck do you mean?
See, you got to practice control. If I could hang up on you, I shall and I will. And if I could shoot your motherfucking ass, I shall and I kill. So don't you play with me. Tonight's show is brought to you by, you know what I mean, Murphy's Law. Everything's happening. Like, what in the world? I love it. That was funny. But Demel was here to save me the whole time, wasn't you, Demel?
I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah. I'm not taking no more callers. I'm just going to play some music, okay? I wouldn't hang up on everybody, so, you know, I just had to do that. And I wouldn't hang up on all sponsors. You know, if you're a legitimate sponsor and you would like me to email you a proposal and we do it, buy the book or through PayPal.
PayPal.
No PayPal.
PayPal.
Shut up. But I got to show some love to my boy Runway Rim. When he recorded this shit at Salesforce Studios, I couldn't help it but twerk, even though I can't twerk to save my goddamn big-ass life. But because I got a big butt, it moves real good to the beat. You know what I mean? But I ain't a good twerker, but this is called Shouty Twerk. Check that shit out. Runway.
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 Runway. Bring it on. Baby, I'ma let it go. I'ma let it go. I wanna see you make that thing clap. Clap, twerk it, baby. I'ma clap, clap. That girl make it clap, 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 clap. Call me, bitch, I got them big deals. I might pair a word, but buy a pair of heels. Drop that shit until she make it chill. Hold up, shake it fast, slow up. Loud pat, we roll up. We got the bottle pull up. You got the money shown up. On the pro, she go up. In her ass like a motherfucker, bomb blow up. She like, tick, 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 tick. And I'm waiting for the shit to blow up. But she like, tick, tick. Baby, I'ma let it go. I'ma let it go. I wanna see you make that thing clap. Twerk it, baby, I'ma clap that. That girl make it clap.
it, baby, I'ma let it go. I'ma let it go. I wanna see you make that thing clap. Clap, twerk it, baby, I'ma clap stack. That girl make it clap, 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 clap.
When I be stealing music, I got the song before it was pre-finished, but I like that beat. I'm gonna make it click, 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 click. Shout out to my boy Runway Rem, definitely multi-talented superstar in his own right. Definitely getting it in there on the Sound Slayer Studios all the time. We're gonna get that full song organized, or played right, or whatever. Show some
I'm gonna tell you about
love.
That song. That song
yeah.
will have you shaking your ass all crazy. Because you have a big ass like me, that shit start killing your back as you shake it too much. I shake my ass too much. My back start, I just start getting all kind of
I'm gonna
back
need
cramps.
A
like, oh, hell no, gotta
for my,
quit.
For my new, you know, my stage show, for that big tasty then. Because when I do my
well,
dance, I'm going to have to eat. You know what I mean? I might have to do a
see,
video.
See?
I might have to do a video.
I got a lot of ass, too. You got to
so.
Do that twerk, George, see? I need
yeah.
somebody to teach me how to twerk.
Yeah, we're going to teach you how to twerk so you can be in the video.
Yeah, I want to be in the video, too. I'm going to twerk, 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 twerk. Definitely try to show
yeah.
some love, do my thing. What you say, Jamal?
Twerk and do then two-step while you twerk.
Two-step and twerk?
Twerking.
Oh, that's too much.
That's
no,
like a lot. That's like too much, yo. But.
See, that's why you need to party with me, honest.
Oh, shit. You is not going to have me two-stepping and twerking this shit. I don't even want to do it. That seems like it's going to have my back hurting. But I got to definitely thank everybody who called in tonight. It was fun. Like, it was too crazy. You know what I mean? I fucking loved it. Like, I swear to God, like, it wouldn't have been a Philly Sean Radio without my caller from New York. I'm going to organize him because we ain't going to have no crazy people, you know what I mean, surprising a bitch. We're not going to have that. Nope, nope, nope. Because I don't want to go all blacked out. I don't want to go all blacking out on people because I definitely will murder somebody and have to kill the witnesses. But we're not going to do that on Philly Shot Radio because I love everybody who call in and show some love. I do. I really, really do. And thank you again, Nina. I got to hit you up and get a chance to maybe I'll just send you the beat over so you can work on it. We can get that
whatever.
Shit fucking popping.
Whatever, whatever, whatever. I'm always ready. No matter.
Alright, that's what's up. Good. And True Teller, I'm gonna send it to you too. You bet. You could put like three bars on it, like two, three bars. You still with us, True Teller? No, you gotta actually rap. You can't just. You gotta really rap.
That's just three bars.
You just roll her fucking tongue. Turn that tongue. No.
Yeah,
no. That's
not fair. That's not fair. That's not fair.
That's not fair. Yeah.
But I can come up with something.
You said you gonna come up with something. All right, cool. That's what's up. I gotta say again, thank you so much to my boy Looney Tunes for calling in tonight. Definitely, big ups to him and his big assness. And his hard ass workiness. Doing that track with Rihanna, I gotta say, it's definitely amazing to see his growth, you know what I mean? Like, knowing people for, and seeing them, you know what I mean, climbing up and, you know
watching
what I mean,
them grow.
Being more professional. Yeah, watching them grow, seeing like,
like more people giving them that recognition, and you like proud of them. You know what I'm saying? So that's basically what I'm saying. Like him actually getting the recognition that I even seen. You know what I mean? From somebody like Rihanna is amazing. So that's hot. We're gonna do something real special leading up to the release of her album. We're gonna do like a countdown and shit, so we can hear the whole thing and not just the snippet. We want to hear the whole song. I like that, though. Rihanna on point, because if this was a Lil Wayne song, it would have been out. You know what I mean? The whole track would have been out and bootlegged or whatever. But because it's Rihanna, she got that shit on rap, so we got to wait till November 19th, whatever day that is, whatever day that shit come out. I think it's November 19th. Demel, what day is it?
November 19th.
That's a Monday.
All right, we got to wait for Rihanna's shit to come out November 19th. Y'all can't bootleg it. Buy that shit for real. Support my boy Looney Tunes and shit.
I'm
going to
get into some of the popular Looney.
Huh?
I'm going to bootleg it and then share some profits with Looney.
Let me stop. No. You
know. I don't know how to bootleg nothing, so don't y'all pay me no attention. I'm not really going to do it.
All right, good, because I don't want to have to fuck you up, because Looney Tunes and his goddamn money, goddamn.
if I'm bootlegging it and sharing it, wouldn't he be getting money? But anyway, next subject.
All right, next subject. Well, I'm on again, like I said, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Truth Teller. I want to say I got to show some love to my boy, 100 Proof, for sending me this track called Blade. I've been retweeting it and showing love to the YouTube video. And I want you guys to listen to it as I close out the show. And we will definitely be back Saturday night when I give y'all the whole scoop on how I had fun on Juke Joint Radio. Make sure y'all tune in 88.1 FM or tune in. I'll promote this shit. Y'all know how I go down.
I thought
peace
that was
out. I'm going to talk to you soon, Nina. Huh?
Hold on. I thought you said Sunday.
It's Saturday. Sunday is the open mic. Together.
Did you send out an email?
Together.
We confused.
No,
right?
Sorry.
We need to write
it. Sunday night is, damn, I'm fucking my memory up.
We all fucked up.
But Sunday is Bang with the Underground open mic presented by Juke Joint Radio. And Saturday evening is when we broadcast from Juke Joint Radio. All right, and I'll write it down and paste it to y'all heads so y'all don't forget.
Because I'll be listening on Sunday, and somewhere on Saturday I'll be off like that.
Wait, were you supposed to listen on Sunday or Saturday? I want to be supposed to listen on Friday.
Well, thank you so much, everybody. And like I said, we want to check out this track, 100 Proof. It's called Blade.
Premeditated murder, I've been plotting on killing this. Abusing beats, feeling like the rap game, Jim is sick. It's just me doing this, no need for an assist. A woman's sex for men, I'm reaping all the benefits. The green supremacist, racking in them Franklins. Making a living off these beats that I'm spanking. Banking the most and the rest get blown. All fly shit, not a dollar gets thrown, I'm too grown. I don't be caught up in the dumb shit like these other niggas. That's why the bitches and their girlfriends fucking with us. Triple H is the crew, I think it's best you knew what we about to do. Take over and cold shoulders to the ones who tried to play and see us up now. No one.
Ghetto. A poor, decently populated city district occupied by a minority ethnic group linked together by economic hardship and social restrictions.